Okay. So have y'all always been friends, or like how did y'all get in?
Yeah, so me and Carmen, I was just say shout out to Carmen. She's in New Orleans right now, but we met when we were in the military stationed in Japan together, and then we moved both of us were stationed in Denver together as well, and we had a business prior to this, and different life goals. We decided to go ahead and she pursued a career in hospitality. I went back to school and started pursuing a career in theater management. And it's funny how our paths led us to starting this company and collaborating again. So I'm really excited about it.
I think it's great that y'all came together, that y'all met somewhere and you came together, you brought your ideas together, and look at what you have. I think it's awesome. It's so awesome.
It's so awesome.
Well, I would like to know what inspired your desire to be an entrepreneur.
Okay, so I would probably say that after the military, I started doing a lot of work in theater, and I realized that it was a little bit harder for me to be a performer because I'm a single mom and I had other responsibilities that other performers didn't have. And I didn't know if I wanted to be that broke artist lifestyle. And so I needed to find a way to make money while I was still doing what I loved. And so I guess I just kind of got bit by the entrepreneurial bug, and it kind of led me to starting the Culturist Union.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't happen to very many. And you took off and you did it. Like,
Well, thank you. I think people are like, oh my God, this is now finally taking off. But this has been almost a year in the making, starting this organization and like really thinking about what exactly we wanted to bring to the community, how we wanted to represent ourselves. And there's a lot of small things that have to happen to lead to the point that we're at now.
I will say, well, there's a will, there's a way, that's for sure.
Yep.
That is for
Yeah.
sure. Definitely inspired me. I understand your business is about bringing people of color together in a space where they can network and evolve. Where did that idea stem from?
So, I used to do some work with a co-working space up north, and it was women only. And although, I'm a woman and I loved being in that space, I still felt like an other. And I think that people of color here in Savannah don't really have a space where they feel seen, heard, and celebrated. And so I really wanted to create a collaborative workspace where not only you can be creative or feel, the freedom of expression, where you get to celebrate your culture and your perspective, but also that the community can kind of have some buy-in on that. So even if you're not a person of color, we still welcome you because, we think that you add value to our space. But I really want to create a space where people of color feel seen and heard first.
I like that. You said seen, heard, and celebrated. I
Yes.
like that. I like
Yes.
that. That should be like, I don't know, something you put underneath the title. See, you
I
are
know.
seen,
Yeah.
heard, and celebrated. Make some t-shirts or something. I definitely would
You
buy
are
one.
seen, heard, and celebrated. Exactly. So we really just want you to take up space. I know oftentimes if I'm the only person in the room, I feel small, and I just don't think that we need to feel like that anymore. Let's take up some
I
space.
know that's right. I
Yeah.
hear that. I know that's right. Was there a time during the process of getting goals started, when you started your list of goals of what you wanted to accomplish with this business, was there anything that, that started to happen that you were just like, oh my goodness, can I pull through? But you pull through anyway. What did you do to cope and get through these times?
I think exactly what we talked about. I met with so many advisors and mentors, and I value their opinion, but a lot of people said, why are you creating a space just for, you know, people of color? Why are you ostracizing yourself to the market? You know, why aren't you making this space for all? And I said, this space is a space for all. You know, just because I say that this is intentionally made for POCs doesn't mean that I'm shutting the door right. to anybody who's coming into the space.
Right.
And so I had a lot of like reflection that I had to do, like, should I drop that? Do I need to say that? Is that something that I need to say? And I think for me, it was imperative that I let people know exactly what my intentions are out front for this business. And, you know, if you're an ally, you would welcome that. If you believe in the economic and social empowerment of people of color, then why wouldn't you jump
exactly.
on board with this?
Exactly.
You know, I don't think that it's a racial issue. I think it's a social and community issue.
Right, right. Anyone definitely of color would understand where you're coming from.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And people who are not, who do not identify as a person of color, I think this space is probably more suited for you, so that way you can take a glimpse into what and to see, you know, a space like this and you know, kind of explore and open up your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, broaden those horizons.
So this space is really for everyone.
Okay. So since you were one of the winners of Biz Pitch, what were you thinking before and after they called you and your business partner's name?
Okay, so before, so I got really nervous because after my pitch, I thought that I was going to get swarmed with questions. And I think I may have only had maybe two or three questions. And so I sat down next to Carmen and I said, do you think I did bad because they didn't ask me any questions? She was like, shut up. Okay, so I just sat there and I was just like fiddling with my fingers and my son is across the room blowing me kisses and I'm just like nervous and I'm sweating. And so then when they start calling the winner, they caught the first grand prize winner up and I said, okay. And then they caught the second grand prize winner and I said, oh, we're done. This ain't it. This ain't it for us. Like I'm going home, going to my onesie, and I'm going to bed. And then they finally called our name and I was like, oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because it was a tough call. Sweating.
They saved that best for last now.
Well, thank you. It was tough competition. It really was.
Yeah, everyone did really good.
Yeah.
But honestly, if they didn't ask you that many questions, then it must mean that, you know, you did really well. It's like going to a job interview and they introduce you to this, this, and that. And then you're like, dang, but they didn't say I got the job.
I know. I know. I mean, let me tell you, I was nervous.
They surprised you.
I was like, okay, thank you.
I didn't know they were going to have three winners. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helped out because we were one of them. But I think that it would have been too hard maybe to
yeah.
just pick one person.
Yeah, yeah, out of that many people.
Yeah.
What was the process like? Like, that was the first biz pitch I've ever been to. So what was the process prior to that?
So me and Carmen, so the Culturist Union was the first, what they like to call pipeline, that came into it. We got a SCORE mentor first, and then our SCORE mentor pipelined us through the biz pitch competition, which I think essentially a lot of other people just traditionally applied and got picked. We were pipelined through. And so because of that, we all had to meet. We had a mentor that taught us how to do a pitch, how to present. We had a rehearsal where we had guest judges grill us. And it was the best thing. I mean, I put my tape recorder down. I listened to what they talked about. And I just reformatted my entire pitch based off of their feedback. And then, you know, Hurricane Dorian came. It got canceled and rescheduled. And then, so we had a lot of weeks. I think it was too long to
okay.
sit after rehearsal, but, you know,
okay.
things happen the way that they happen.
Right. Hey, happens yeah. for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was. Hey, I was able to come because I probably wouldn't have came. I wouldn't have known about it.
I'm grateful
I
that
saw
you
the
were
email.
There.
Yeah. yeah. I saw the email for this one. So I'm kind of glad.
Yeah. yeah.
How did it feel when you first started the process of getting your business license? I know some people, they may start a process of, oh, I want to get my business license. You know, was it a feeling of like, I'm almost there? Like, did you feel like you were almost to the finish line when you started the process of starting your business and everything? Or was it just the beginning for you?
So I had been working on the Culturist Union for about 4 or 5 months before I got my business license, but it wasn't called the Culturist Union. I like to say that the Culturist Union developed into the company that it is today. I mean, we went through a lot of different names, went through a lot of different ideas to get to that. And I actually went to a mentor at the SBDC, the Savannah Business Development Center. And I'm telling him, I'm pitching him my business. And he goes, well, you just want to get a license? And I say, okay. And so I got the license.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I realized how easy it was. And so I just started telling all my friends, like everyone who had a business idea, I was like, well, just come sit with me and let's go on Google and we'll just get your license. Because what I think it does is it solidifies an idea for you and it makes it real. And okay. So I think that if you have a business idea, I think you should go ahead and get a domain for it. And I think you should get a business license for it because it propels you. I don't know how many business ideas I sat on and then didn't get a license or didn't get a domain. And then they just kind of floundered away.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think that it wasn't the end, but it propelled me to where it is now.
Okay. That's a little inspiration for me, actually. And for anyone out there that may, you know, be wanting to start a business. Before we wrap up, I would like to ask you, if anyone is seeking to become an entrepreneur, or if they're just seeking to even do better, what steps do you have to advise them to become successful?
Well, I would tell them that if they're in the Savannah area, they should become a member of the Culturist
Union. Yes, the Culturist Union, yes.
Because it really is a collaborative workspace. We do a lot of programming and events that are catered to small businesses, creative artists, professionals, entrepreneurs. It's not just, you know, a desk where you can sit and work. It's really a place where you're going to be organically networking with people who, you know, have their own businesses. And it's something about that energy in a space like that, where right. you see other people working and grinding and hustling,
right.
that you work and grind and hustle a little
right,
bit more.
Right.
And then it's also because of our programmings and events, we do more than just, oh, like how to, you know, start a business. We do have programs and workshops for that, but we also have trivia night, and we also have we'll have a panel discussion where it's like how to travel solo, or like how to file your taxes, or, you know, we'll do like a book club or how to brand yourself. So it's a myriad of programmings and events. And right now we are crowdfunding through iFundWomen. You can go to our website at www.theculturistunion.com and click join the union. And our memberships are literally $1,500 off right now. So that way we can build this space when we open in 2020.
Oh my goodness,
yeah.
That's awesome. Will you have a grand opening event or anything?
Of course. So I mean, you know, I don't think the radio people would know, but I am a woman of flair, so we're going to do it big. I don't know how we're going to do it.
Ah!
I don't know what the party's going to look
okay.
like. But I promise you, if it's up to me, we'll be talking about it for weeks at a time.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Make sure you let me know. Do you have a positive word? I normally give a positive word. To the radio audience, do you have a positive word that you would like to share that keeps you motivated and moving?
Absolutely. I think the thing that I've been working on, my mantra for this week, is by Maya Angelou, and it's just, nothing will work unless you do. So put in the work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is very true. You don't know until you try.
You do not know. You don't know what's going to happen. So.
And where can everyone reach you as far as social media, Facebook? If anyone wants to reach out, you did hear her, y'all. Join the union on theculturistunion.com. But what about social media and everything?
Of course. So we're on all social media. If you go to at the Culturist Union, and I'll spell it out for you, TheCulturistUnion. The Culturist Union. And if you DM us, me or Carmen will answer. That's how front facing we are. So please follow us, like us, tweet us, email us, join the union, take up space with us.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's awesome. We all heard her, y'all. If you're looking to, you know, just evolve in any type of way, and you did hear her, it doesn't have to just be, you know, anyone of color, but definitely for people of color that want to be seen, heard, and celebrated.
Yes.
So I do thank you, Carmen, for coming onto the show. And I'm sorry, not Carmen. Ellie.
LB, it's LB. Okay.
I was
it's
looking okay. at Carmen's name.
Carmen yes. is probably listening right now.
Hi,
probably
Carmen.
Jumping. Hi, hey, girl.
I apologize about that. Were. Well, thank you so much for coming onto the show, and I wish you the best of
thank
luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
The best to y'all.
I appreciate it.
All right, y'all. So that was LB Elm with the Culturist Union. So if you would like to follow them on social media, do follow them at the Culturist Union. And you can also go to their website to join the union at theculturistunion.com. So I've already been on the website. So you just click the tab that says join the union. And like she said, it's $1,500 off. I will definitely be getting me a membership in 2020. I can't wait, because we all need that positive, you know, atmosphere to have around us. So definitely reach out to them. And I will be ending a little bit early this morning, but I'm going to go ahead and just tell y'all to stay positive. Have a good day. You know, think about the good things in life. Be grateful. That was something that LB actually reiterated for me this morning, about being grateful for the things that you have, and also just putting those positive affirmations out there. So thank y'all so much for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. And I'll just play a little bit of jazz before I go off air, and then y'all know who's coming up next at 7, so y'all just stay tuned for that. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all, and have a wonderful, blessed day. Peace.